Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we've been talking about technology advancing, guys. Now, I thought I've seen everything, okay? But let me tell you something. What I had just seen, I want one of these. Do you remember watching the Jetsons when you were little? You know, all this futuristic stuff they had going on in those cartoons, it's actually coming to pass. And they had space travel and air travel. They have just invented a flying bike. Yeah, check this thing out. Wow. We have a video for you on the torch. But when gas gets a little high.
If you're dreading your daily commute, engineers in the Czech Republic may have just the answer for you. Right out of the Jetsons. It's only a prototype right now, but check out this flying electric bicycle.
Oh my
God. Lifted off the ground by six battery-powered engines. But a few issues still need to be worked out, including its weight, 205 pounds.
You think?
And it can only stay in the air for 5 minutes. Engineers are working on stronger. She's
got two attic fans attached.
Good. I love when they say it was an engineer. I think he put some fans on the bottom of the bike. Is that cool or what? Just flying around this hangar. Is that a real person on it? I think it looks like a robot.
I think that's a mannequin.
But that is so cool. You know, think about it. I have two questions about that. First of all, is there a weight limit? Because if you weigh. I am a little bit concerned that the fans won't get me off the air, okay?
off
the ground, yes. And the second thing is like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be going over no trees and the electricity goes out or the power goes out.
I know, look, there was no grate underneath them fans. It was just wide open.
Yeah.
And like, okay, if this happens, this is going to be really scary. This is not going to be good.
Yeah.
But did you know, speaking about invention and all these radical things that come out, did you know that... we laugh at all these things that people come together and put together, but the story behind the first airplane in flight is pretty amazing. You know, the Wright brothers get a lot of credit for it, but actually, there was this guy. I don't have his name for you. I'm sorry, but he was an amazing inventor. He had all these credentials. He had all this type of aerodynamics, backing and support, and the government actually paid him. A lot of money, I believe it's like $1 million to go ahead and put the first, plane in the air. Well, the first time he put it up, it failed miserably. I mean, everybody was, came out and all this, and it was a huge flop. And I think he attempted it a second time. Brings all these people out, and it was disastrous. And the guy goes away, he goes hidden, never shows, himself ever again. It was like, huge failure for somebody that they expected to do phenomenal,
Right.
He was the guy. He was the one. He was the one. He had the education. He had the knowledge. He had the experience. He had everything that you would think, and they even gave him the money. I mean, when you would think that when you connect the knowledge and the money, you've got everything you need. What's the deal? He couldn't put it up. But did you know that the Wright brothers, out wherever they were in the country,
Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Was it Kitty Hawk?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All by themselves. These guys were bike repair guys. Bike repair guys. And they actually put the first airplane in flight.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think that, wow, there's the race doesn't always go to the most intelligent, to the person with all the education and know-how and the ones with all the finances and the resources, oftentimes the person that wins, the person that achieves something is the person that just sticks with it, doesn't give up, doesn't listen to the people that say, no, you can't. There's so many naysayers. I'm amazed at all the naysayers that never attempt to do anything, but they're quick to say what you can't do.
Right.
And I'm telling you that if you feel like you need to put something in motion and, Lord's leading you to do something, go ahead and step out. Go ahead and try it. Go ahead and do it.
Perseverance.
Stick-to-itiveness. Don't give up because no telling what can happen, what you can do. No one expected the Wright brothers to do it, and they did it.
Yeah.
And keep going moving forward, because many people say that you can't. But the only... the only voice that matters is your own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you believe about what you're saying about yourself and, of course, what God says. But, I mean, don't listen to why you can't. Listen to why you can. The person who never shoots a basket is guaranteed to miss every time.
Right.
He's guaranteed.
Whether you think you can or whether you think you can, either way, you're right.
Absolutely. The question is, do you think you can?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people that are afraid of failure.
Yeah. They never even attempt it the first time.
They never even attempt to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They never attempt to do anything. And you know, if you're going to fail, fail often. But I like what John Maxwell says, fail forward. Mm-hmm. You know, don't fail falling back. Fail forward so that you can actually learn from those experiences. That's how you learn. I think it was Thomas Edison when they asked him, you know, what did you learn, you know, and you're inventing the light bulb or...
Yeah, he had like he had you know, in their eyes, he had quote unquote failed like 98 times.
It was more than that.
Or,
more
thousands.
Than yeah.
However many times he says, no, I didn't fail that many times. I just found out a thousand different ways not to make a light bulb.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's
all
about
perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it really comes down to, you know, if you're listening to those people who have nothing but negativity to say on what you believe in, then it really doesn't matter what they say.
That's right. And I tell you, if you step out in bold faith and you step out and do what God's called you to do, it's going to be amazing the things that you'll be able to do and accomplish. Listen, life is but a vapor. If you're going to do something, it's time to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to step out and believe God, it's time to step out and believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Once it's over with and once it's done, all that woulda, coulda, shoulda is over with.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to step out and do great things for God. And don't let anyone hold you back. Listen, they're putting all types of things in the air, all types of, you never, it's time to do it.
Yeah.
It's time to do it.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.